show you tell me is hard to find on TV screen, but it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it goes. Talk radio. Double talk is all you get, and you wanna hear it straight.
How does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Hi, folks. I'm Alan Watt, standing in for John Stadtmiller. I've been talking about the sciences and how through war, research and development can jump ahead in leaps and bounds because they have unlimited financing from taxation. It's a time when people don't mind being taxed. The oldest trick in the book is that we need all this money to defend you. That's why they always need enemies. And in a time of a global government, they know that when you run out of enemies, you must create enemies within your neighbor, yourself, or whomever. They'll do just fine. So therefore, the research and development and the sciences, you'll find, have been led by the military-industrial complexes of the big countries of Europe and the United States. Combined together, you cannot keep secrets in a modern society. It's impossible. That goes too for little terrorist groups in the planet. All this stuff with Ben Laden hiding out in a cave is utter nonsense. The intent of this whole war was to change society, to change the world into the next phase of the New World Order. It's an ongoing process. So the sciences are not in competition. The companies are not in competition. At the top, you'll notice when even the XP, the computer, was phased out. It went out overnight in most places. when the new Vista came in, and all the major brands were there equipped with it. They're all working in cooperation. But the Vera chip implant that they want everyone to take, and they're already giving it to youngsters in different countries to get into nightclubs. It's great how sex not only sells, they use the drives of the young to get them into the very hot nightclubs, and they don't mind getting a chip that can be programmed with so much money, and it's deducted when you swipe your arm at the bar. That's how easy it is to induce young people into giving up more and more freedoms and rights. The VeraChip company, you will find if you dig in far enough, is a legitimate company like most of the big ones are, but they're also just fronts for the CIA and the NSA. To maintain power, you would not allow independent companies to go off in their own directions. Therefore, you make sure that you fund into existence the biggest companies and corporations, and therefore they're under the umbrella control of a central head, a central authority, and that's what science is all about. That's what the big scientific companies and all the electronic companies are all about. Last week, I gave a talk on one of my Cutting Through the Matrix sites, and on this very topic, you find that the companies like Hitachi and Sony and all the biggies, the ones that you think are there to give you entertainment machines, are all cooperating down the line of implants and brain chips. What a coincidence. It's only a coincidence to those who haven't been following their history while they actually live through it. And that goes for most people. You know, in a time of change, you don't allow the public to breathe easy. In fact, if you go through every generation for over 100 years, you'll find that no one's been born to live in peace. They've never had a peaceful life. If it's not an overt physical war, it's a cold war. If it's not a cold war, it's a depression or an economic crisis. It's one thing after another, because we're supposed to be the sheep, you see, who are given these good shepherds down through history. Well, sheep have one purpose, and that's to be fleeced by the owners of the sheep, the shepherd, and you be fed as mutton to them as well. That's your purpose as far as the elite see you. That's why you call yourself sheep in churches, and a sheep is the stupidest animal you could ever meet. So I'd advise everyone to stop calling themselves sheep following the shepherd. Pick a better animal with some guts. This is a system in which we live. We're being conditioned through words. We even call ourselves sheep in churches to dehumanize us to that extent through psycholinguistics. We call our children kids, another term promoted to us. Children has gone out of vogue for some reason. But again, it's a dehumanized term. It's an animal, a young animal. It's not human. And what was it they said years ago by Lenin? They would use new words to confuse the public and split the generations and split the families. Well, guess what? It's been done. It's the same thing with calling someone babe. An adult is not a baby, yet it was promoted through music and movies and so on. These are called psycholinguistics. You can actually go into neurolinguistics, because eventually it changes your whole perception of things subconsciously as you dehumanize each other by using non-human terms on each other. That's the scientific world in which we live today. It didn't just evolve that way. It was planned that way by specialists, by scientists who are employed by those who run the world through money and power and old estates, and through families that have acquired the wealth down through millennia, initially by force and then by law. And it's called taxation. Taxation is nothing more than taking your labor in the form of money. And in the feudal system, it used to be 60% of your produce was taken by the feudal overlord if you were a tenant farmer. Today, 60% of your your income is taken by government. So nothing has really changed, except it's more clever. Charles Galton Darwin himself, a grandson of Charles Darwin, and the Galton Darwin was a physicist working for Britain. He said, we are now in the process of creating a more sophisticated form of slavery. The best form of slavery is one where the public don't know that they are actually slaves. Today, people are trying to fight to hold on to something which was never theirs. It is a form of slavery. It's an inhumane system where we're separate from other people. If we don't care what happens to other people, not only in our own countries, but to those outside our own countries, as we go over and bomb the hell out of them and blast wedding parties off the map by mistake and all this kind of stuff, if we don't care about that, then eventually the wolf will come run to you using the same techniques, and there'll be no one to cry for you. So we better start regaining some humanity back, at least those who are able to do so. For a lot of people, they're too far gone. A lot of people who live in the television box and inside computers can no longer tell the difference between fantasy and fiction. That was another process talked about by people like Lord Bertrand Russell, who helped plan a lot of this agenda for the globalists. He was part of them. He came from a long lineage of top aristocracy in London. You should read his book. It's called The Impact of Science on Society. He said shortly the public will be under the influence of a form of mind control, which they'll be totally unaware of. This was also stated by Brzezinski in his book, The Technotronic Era. The book was called Between Two Ages, the chapter The Technotronic Era. He said the same thing. A form of science would be used on the public shortly, of which they would be oblivious. It would control their minds, their thoughts. He said that eventually they would have no opinions of their own. All they would be able to do is repeat and parrot what they'd heard on the previous night's news, because they would then expect the media to actually exist to do their reasoning for them. 50 years ago or less even, the public are more savvy when it came to governments. They knew through word of mouth, because people used to communicate much more often then, that the big barons of media always worked for the ultra-rich, and so you didn't believe anything that they spun towards you. Not today. The public don't question the media. They don't question the famous faces that they've grown up with. And that's why those famous faces get paid so much money, is to stay there their whole lives. So it's those generations grew up seeing them, thinking, this is Big Brother here, he'd never lie to me. Meanwhile, and the Gulf War 2, or Gulf War Part 2, we should call it, we find all these famous faces suddenly are called embedded reporters with the military, meaning they're sworn to go along with the military, and of course the propaganda spin that would go along with it. So really it was called embedded, not embedded reporters. They were in bed. Then, of course, it's declassified that the main characters you've grown up with, is like Dan Rather, Arthur Schlesinger and others, work for the CIA. Well, what a surprise, eh? What a surprise. And it's no different in Britain or anywhere else. That's how we're controlled. The next step, of course, is the technotronic equipment, which is widely exposed by Nick Begage and others. They've had this technology for a long time. They can send thoughts directly to not only an individual's brain, but to a whole nation's, if need be. Back in a few seconds after these messages.
We must take America back.
All right. right, employees, listen up. Our group health insurance premium just went up again. In fact, it's doubled in the last 4 years, and now we've been forced to try something new. So we're increasing the annual deductible from $500 to $2,500. Okay, cut the moaning. The good news is you'll all still only have to pay your regular $500 deductible. The company is installing a new health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA plan, that will pay up to $2,000 in benefits only to those employees who have deductible expenses. This new HRA plan is saving us a lot of money.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
PersonalArms.com has all your self-defense needs. PersonalArms.com carries the highest quality law enforcement grade pepper spray and sells it at true wholesale prices that start at $6.95. Check out our new electronic barking dog alarm. This electronic watchdog sees through walls. Electronic barking dog alarm works when an intruder comes within 15 feet. The barking dog alarm will begin barking like a true-to-life angry German shepherd. The closer the intruder comes, the more frequent and more threatening the barking becomes. You can purchase stun guns, stun batons, pepper spray, telephone voice changers, martial arts instructional DVDs, and the same tasers that you have seen the police use on TV and more at www.personalarms.com/RBN. That's www.personalarms.com/RBN. Or call 1-201-641-1442. Don't be afraid anymore. Receive a free pepper spray by mentioning RBN when you place your online order. We will not sell items prohibited by any state, county, or local law, so check your laws before making a purchase.
Pension funds, etc., of ordinary people.
This was standard practice in the 1800s. This tends to get forgotten about because of all the other wars that were going on at the time. They love depressions, and they have them every so often. That's why they've never really changed the system, so they can always bring another one on again when need be. We know that money is just a con game. It's a trick to induce people to go for an idea being a value and a price. A price is only someone's idea of something. We're all trained to believe it's something concrete like government, where government itself is just an idea. It only becomes concretized when we truly forget that it's an abstraction. It is abstract in its concept. And we allow it to bully us and dictate over us, then we have a force against us. Jefferson and others warned the people long ago, because they had the same tyranny then. They'd watched the European countries. They knew how a small band of elite wealthy people could get together, take over countries through debt creation, run the finances, and then collect the debt through basically confiscating all the property of the countries and creating standing armies, sending them off to fight with other countries and grabbing the loot of those countries. Don't forget today that the United States, which is today's strong arm man for the New World Order, has looted parts of the Middle East big time. On the CBC television in Canada, prior to the Iraq invasion, we saw a program, a documentary special. Now, the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation is our form of the BBC. It's sponsored and paid for by our tax money through the government. So they did a documentary special on all of the ancient artifacts that were in the museum in Baghdad. And there was a guy in New York and a guy in Texas who were taking bids before the army went in, remember, to Iraq, taking bids on all those artifacts for multi-billionaires who wanted them in their private collections. And if you remember, the troops were held outside that museum. When they did go in, it was looted already, which meant there was CIA cooperation in there. And sure enough, all those people who put the bids in got their little private artifacts. That's the reality of looting and plunder and war. It's nothing to do with what you're told. The other side effect, as I said, is that your whole society now back home in every Western country is now a police state. You just haven't seen the laws enforced right down the line yet. They're all on the books. They're all approved. The agencies are ready with their agendas, and the public are being kept in the dark. The police and the military are being trained to be ultra-paranoid of the general public now. But getting back to looting, it was discussed here in Canada again that the Air Force had bombed all the old, obsolete oil refineries in Iraq. And, of course, the American taxpayer would have to fund the rebuilding of new, up-to-date ones, which, of course, then would be given over for peanuts to certain corporations once they were built and up and running. That's what war is about. That's why the skull and the bones of Yale University exists. That's the pirate flag, you see. There's plunder. They see no problem with plunder and looting under friendly faces and indignant faces. Indignant because those monsters over there obviously are behind all the world's problems, according to them. They dehumanize an enemy before to get the public riled up against them. And unfortunately, this technique has worked down through the ages, time after time, with the dark, unthinking masses ready to put on uniforms and go off and fight. They don't benefit themselves, and they don't seem to mind that the bosses above them do benefit. I'll be back in a few minutes.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
Hi, this is John Statler, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine-tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra-long telescopic antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
Hi, folks. I'm Alan Watt, and I'm back again, filling in for John Stadmiller today. I've been talking the last couple of hours, really, from the previous show on to this one, about the agenda and how old this agenda is. It's an agenda that decided long ago, those participants at the top, long before Darwin came on the scene, they decided that there were two types of people in the world, three really, themselves, the elite, who'd shown by their hereditary ability to gain more and more wealth and to hold on to it down through the generations. This is where the whole idea about good breeding came in. They really, really believed in that. They had their wives chosen for them from similar families. And what you saw was the interbreeding of the psychopathic types at the top. Not stupid psychopaths, clever psychopaths. Ones who would not lose their tempers in public, but could use arts of persuasion to get the public to do whatever they wished. Because one of the great skills of a psychopath is to manipulate others into doing your work for you. So they studied people, they funded the psychology sciences into existence. All top data concerning the study of great populations went to them first, because then they can see how to proceed at every particular level. Their conclusions about the average person are really very simple. The male will go through milestones, the female goes through her milestones. The male, by nature, will want to get a wife. He's driven with a sexual impulse, which is to procreate. He doesn't think about the children at the time. That's nature again, because it doesn't care what you think or what you go through. It only wants to make sure of the survival of the species, in all species, in every species. But they also knew that the family, down through the ages, was the last vestige of a tribal system. It was a tribal system which used to stand up against conquerors or invaders. The family still, especially the extended family, and they had those 20, 30, 40 years ago, they'd stand up together as one when one of their members was in trouble with the big authority. They had to smash that, and they wrote about it, that they would destroy the family unit. They'd do it through attacking the psychology of the female. Therefore, they funded the women's liberation into existence. They went full steam ahead to get a contraceptive pill. They funded that to the hilt, just as much as today they fund the genetic research to the hilt, because that was a priority must be. And sure enough, once they got the women into the workforce, mainly in World War II, which again is another function of war, is to alter society, you find that there's no real family anymore. Most people, even here in Canada, are socialized to expect government agencies to take care of all their major problems. A few years ago, there was a childcare strike, basically, which is funded partly, and I don't know if it's all funded now by government. At that time, it was partly funded by government, and they were talking to women in the street who demanded that the government do something because it was their job to look after their children. That's what's changed. That's what's changed. They actually expected government to take care of their children as a natural right. And that's the new normal now. We have agencies taking care of all these major problems while we, the adults, are supposed to go out to work and then play, just play forever like eternal children, while our betters do all the hard work at the top. We don't have to worry our pretty little heads about anything. It's all been taken care of by the experts. Bertrand Russell, again, said that they would create a society that would be unable to do anything without the opinion of an expert. And so you get experts pulled out of the hat every day on the media, and we automatically, Pavlov's dogs, go into a coma and get downloaded whenever an expert appears in front of us. We don't think anymore, we just get downloaded. He must be telling the truth. After all, he's the expert. And through the propaganda of experts, we can be made to believe anything at all, including global warming. It's surprising how few people really see the spraying in the skies that are altering, that's altering the weather. The heavy spraying of the polymers and the aluminum content within it, barium too, there's different metallic substances there. This was all talked about in the 1950s that they would do this by, it was Teller, who was the inventor of the atom bomb. He said, if we spray the skies with these metallic particles in a carrier-type solution, we can create a great circuit across the world, and then we could use standing wave-type technology to send signals across the world, alter the weather, and also they talked about altering the moods, perception, and the minds of the general public. They said it would be a fantastic weapon. Well, guess what? It's been used pretty well continuously now since 1998 all over most of the world. It was formalized in the Open Skies Treaty Now, there's two treaties to do with that. One is commercial aircraft, the other one is military. Look at the one with the military, and you'll see this strange wording because it don't go into any detail as to why these military jets would be flying over specific areas every day, followed by observation jets. Well, the observation jets are there, in actual fact, to take samples of the spraying and find out if they have the right mix and the right quantities in the atmosphere. And the public have no idea that this is going on. At least most of them don't. Whenever they spray these things, the sun is reflected back and forth billions of times on these tiny, tiny particles. Therefore, the heat is trapped in underneath this canopy, and the heat builds up. The venues are HAARP technologies, which cause thunderstorms, tremendous winds, which can all be read about in the HAARP treaty, or the actual weather warfare treaty signed at the United Nations in about 78. They can cause all of these effects which you're witnessing now, which are all being blamed on global warming, blamed again on us. Most people will buy this because they believe the propaganda. They cannot think for themselves, and they, even when their perceptions will tell them, if they looked up, that the sky is crisscrossed with trails every day, they still won't believe it. They will deny their own sensibilities and believe the man on television who is more real to them than you, I, or the person next door. That's a sad state of affairs. This is the kind of mind control that Zbigniew Brzezinski was talking about. It's here, and it works. It works very, very well. In Canada here, too, there's a little town not too far from me called Espanola. Espanola was being sprayed back in the 80s by planes that came across the Great Lakes from the U.S., military aircraft. And they're getting sprayed low-level daily. The people there were noticing all kinds of strange side effects. And they even noticed that the deer in the forest were having stillbirths. So were the humans. All people were having allergies and coughs and infections, bronchial types infections. The people of Espanola took this to the courts in Canada. The court eventually went to the High Court, the Supreme Court, where it was admitted that it was an arrangement between Canada and the U.S. to use Espanola as guinea pigs. They wouldn't say for what purpose. That's what we mean to our own supposed governments. We are guinea pigs. That same experiment now is happening on a worldwide scale. They had been testing it on the British public too. Look into my website, you'll find some of the stuff on Norwich when the Navy was spraying stuff off from the sea and the wind would bring it across this whole massive area. It also had cadmium in it, which was highly carcinogenic. That's what we are to the people who rule our countries. They are not nationals, they are internationals. They're further and they're even beyond being internationalist. They are utter, complete, psychopathic elitists. And they see us as a complete separate species. They view the peasant of China no higher or lower than the peasant of the US, Canada, Britain, France, or anywhere else. That's the reality. And we better stop falling for all this flag-waving nonsense, because the psychopath knows how to pull up the tribal emblems that have made sure you understand through indoctrination, and they drape themselves with them every time they want you to go off and do their dirty work for them, and you will suffer in the long run, and you will gain nothing from it. That's the sad reality. The public are predictable. It's a science gleaned over centuries and centuries and maybe thousands of years of studying human personalities and the way that the masses work. That's why so much money and study has gone into anthropology and zoology and all the other ologies to do with behavior, etc. Once you understand it, you can exploit it, and it's been exploited right up to the present time. simply living our lives with drama being thrown at us in fiction and movies for our enjoyment, it certainly keeps us off the streets. But with everything that you watch, there's always a little bit of a program there for you to believe in, and reinforced by emotion. That's what fiction's all about. It's called predictive programming. Predictive programming was really hatched out of Tavistock in London, where they knew from World War One that the public would tune in every day to a series of fictional stories if you left them with a cliffhanger every day, where the hero was about to be killed or just hanging on or whatever. The people would literally stop all that they were doing and tune in at the same time next day. Well, that was behavior modification when you're stopped your daily routine from something else which intrudes. That's simple behavior modification. The next part is to get you to emulate and be downloaded with the little ideas that are inserted in the fictional plot. Because if you had a lecture on the same subject, your sensor part of your mind is up and on guard. If you think you're being entertained, your shields are down and you're being downloaded. That's also what Brzezinski was referring to with this new mind control system. Most people are living a fantasy. The reality is already a fantasy. They've been brought up in it. There's not hardly anything real in their world. The people themselves and how they interact with each other is not even a natural human way of interaction. Parents hardly even communicate with their children anymore. In fact, they don't know them. Lord Bertrand Russell, once again, in his experimental schools of the early 1900s, where he pushed pre-pubertal sex on the children and was allowed to under authorization of the British Crown, where anybody else doing that would have been in the prison, he said if we can get the children to be promiscuous before puberty and really exaggerate the need for it throughout puberty and into adolescence, he says they will never mate and stay with a single partner for the rest of their life. And so that was part of his agenda. He also talked about the methods of conditioning were so perfect back in the 1920s in his experimental schools that any input the child received from the parents at night on a moral standpoint, he called it contaminated ideas, contaminated old-fashioned ideas, he said will be a null and void because the scientific technique of indoctrination will overcome it. Well, we've seen that today. Not only have the families been broken up, the age groups are all separated too. This was also part of the other great big experiment, the Soviet Union, which is here, where they said that they'd have to separate the generations. And they did it, of course, by making each one think, this is your generation, this is your music, we'll design this for you. And these are your types of movies. And because they understand that that which is instilled and super driven into the minds of the young is called psychic driving from the experiments at MK Ultra will be superimposed in their minds all through their lives. So therefore the generation born with Pink Floyd and so on will always enjoy Pink Floyd till they're very old people. These are all sciences which are perfectly well understood in the arts and entertainment industries, were financed and publicly announced now that the US CIA, the Departments of Culture Creation, not only in the US itself and guided it for the last 50, 60 years, but also financed the same thing in offices across the whole of Europe. Nothing is there by chance. Even the songs you like, even the movies you like, and all the other arts as well. They also wanted to create a form of apathy to break the generations from each other. They said that we could destroy the art of form and belonging by creating nihilism, nihilistic art, beyond the Picasso. And they funded these artists to bring out this kind of stuff and say it was great. And the public will look at it like the king has no clothes and says, yes, I guess it is because you all say so. It must be great stuff. Well, that is your reality. There's nothing, there's hardly a thing in it that's real, even the way you interact with each other today. Sad state of affairs, but that's what I mean. Until you realize what you're fighting for and have actually debated what you're fighting for, then you're born to lose. You cannot save a system which has already gone down the tubes. The elite know this too. It wasn't designed to last forever under its present form. And they've all decided what the next phase of the system will be. It's just the present public don't know it yet. They'll only fight to try and stop time with all of its corruption here and now. And they hope, personally, each person hopes, they can get through and retire before all hell breaks loose. And maybe die before it breaks loose. Well, we can't sit back and leave it to the next generation. It's up to us now to speak out now and do something about this. Back in a few minutes.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Hi, folks. I'm Alan Watts, and this is the last few minutes for today's talk, which is a crammed talk, I guess, because it was all kind of rather spontaneous. And I know there's so much to put in to even a couple of hours, even 3 hours, when you realize the extent and the history that, how old this particular agenda is to many of those who helped bring it about. They believed in the human side of it. They fell for it. They fell for the big lies, thinking they were going to create a better world for people, never knowing that the crooks at the top, the psychopathic types, already had it figured out, that once all the hard work was done, they'd simply take it over through the power of the purse, which is the way everything is going today, through licensing, through income taxes, gradually increasing income taxes. And by the way, you don't have to blame the communists for that, because the communists were funded by the West, and the ones who put in the gradually increasing income taxes and property taxes in both Britain and the United States and all the Commonwealth countries, including Canada, was the Royal Institute for International Affairs and the Council on Foreign Relations. Read their histories, their own histories published by themselves, because they proudly admit that, you see. In their world of the future, there's to be no private property. That's the same as the United Nations agenda, which is habitat areas where you pay rent only. You'll have no money as you know it today. So money is only a means to an end for the big boys. It's us that are supposed to believe in it. And they're going to give us credits down the road issued by governments, which you cannot save up. You'll use it and it'll start off with the same amount every week. Again, that was written by Bertrand Russell, Lord Bertrand Russell, in The Impact of Science on Society and in Roads to Freedom. So I hope you've learned something in this fast-going talk to realize how old it is. Start questioning your own existence, your own reality. Start formulating ways to put across your ideas to other people, because this way has come to the end of the road. We need another way, and you cannot close Pandora's box. You cannot go back to something which was never yours in the first place. It was just as corrupt in your dad's day as it is in yours. We need another way, and it has to come out in dialogue, and not by professional people, but by ordinary people. This has to be discussed with every individual on the planet, because it does affect everybody on the planet. And that's going to take some doing. However, it's the old story, the small things, all great things start with a small step. That's so true. And so it's the wise ones now, with knowledge, who've got to come forward and start the process. The youngsters don't have a chance. Their IQ is actually dropped because of the inoculations they've been given. They have no education, so to speak. They have no historical knowledge as well, except from what they get from Hollywood. And they're very, very confused. The people now in their middle age and just a bit younger are the ones that will make the difference now. We're the last generation who can. I hope you've got something out of what I've been talking about today. Please look into my website, cuttingthroughthematrix.com, and listen to my free talks. All the best for now. Alan Watt, over and out.
A message for all homes.